jetliner crash in southern France.
Everyone on board is feared dead.
Hollywood star acts to prevent cancer.
Angelina Jolie is heroic.
The drive to work.
Our commutes are getting longer.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, we begin with a story that broke just over an hour ago, the crash of a German Airbus jet in southern France. We're live at the Foreign Desk with CBS's Vicky Barker.
Flight 9525 of Lufthansa's budget subsidiary Germanwings had just taken off from Barcelona with 148 people on board, bound for the German city of Düsseldorf. About 20 minutes into the flight, the pilot sent out a distress call. Then it vanished from radar screens. Aviation analyst Chris Yates.
Evidently, something catastrophic happened, and he didn't have the opportunity, the chance to attempt a landing at an airport.
Within the past few minutes, wreckage has been spotted on a French mountainside. And Steve, I've just heard that the French Transport Ministry is saying there are no survivors.
Well, nearly 2 years after she touched off a national conversation about breast cancer, discussing her preventive double mastectomy, Oscar-winning actress Angelina Jolie is going public with a new procedure she's undergone. Writing in the New York Times, she said she had her ovaries and fallopian tubes removed after a blood test showed a possible early sign of cancer. Oncologist and CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
So what happened here is that she has a faulty gene called BRCA1, and it means her risk of ovarian cancer is dramatically higher than the average person, about 50% in her lifetime.
Jolie is 39 years old. Her mother died of ovarian cancer, and one of her grandmothers also had the disease. The question of American troop levels tops the agenda when Afghanistan's president drops by the White House today.
Afghan President Ghani will ask President Obama for continued help fighting ISIS. And the National Security Council's Jeff Eggers said support for Afghanistan is strong but changing.
It will increasingly be financial and diplomatic in nature as the troop level continues to go down.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the goal is to build up Afghan forces to handle the country's security needs. Pam Coulter, CBS News, the White House.
The Wall Street Journal reports Israel spied on the Iran nuclear talks. U.S. officials tell the paper some of the information learned has been used to try to undercut support for any possible deal with Republicans in Congress and others. Utah's governor admits it's a bit gruesome, but he signed a bill into law making firing squads legal to be used if lethal drugs are not available.
It just sets up a backup plan. Lethal injection remains our primary source of the death penalty.
Republican Paul Ray sponsored the bill. Democrat Sandra Hollins unsuccessfully fought it.
You have a person who is going to kill someone. You have blood that someone has to go in and clean up. Is barbaric.
Not Arizona, where Deborah Milkey spent two decades on death row for the murder of her four-year-old son.
I feel good right now.
She's now exonerated after a judge dismissed the case that was the work of a detective with a long history of misconduct. The verdict was overturned 2 years ago. Michael Kimmerer is one of her attorneys.
Here is a woman that suffered for years, that maliciously was prosecuted. She was innocent. It was all based upon a police officer that just totally lied.
Two men, one a former roommate of Milkey, are serving time for the child's killing. Future's becoming clearer for a former NFL star accused of sexually assaulting women in several states. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
As a result of all of these plea bargain deals, Darren Sharper is expected to serve up to 9 years in federal prison. Today, Sharper is set to formally enter a guilty plea in Las Vegas. Yesterday, he entered pleas here in Los Angeles and Phoenix. After today, there will be one more guilty plea to enter, that one in New Orleans.
There was more security than usual at last night's NCAA women's basketball tournament game in College Park, Maryland, because of what proved to be an unsubstantiated phone threat against President Obama's niece, Princeton freshman Leslie Robinson. Princeton coach Courtney Banghart.
Leslie's safe. No one loves her like I do. And she's an important part of our team. So keep the freaks out of the gym.
Princeton lost the game to Maryland. The Tigers' record had been 31-0. For a lot of us, the daily commute to work is not only tougher, it's also longer. Here's CBS's Heather Bosch.
Finding a job near home is getting harder for millions of Americans. A new Brookings Institution report found the number of jobs within the typical commuting range dropped by 7% between the year 2000 and 2012. For lower wage earners, it dropped 17%. For the poor, that makes a tough situation even tougher. For instance, 57-year-old Las Vegas man Harold Carnes says he rides a bicycle 2.5 miles to and from his fast food job each day because he can't afford bus fare. Heather Bosch, CBS News.
On the Health Watch this morning, CBS's Barry Bagnato has the latest look at how our diets could affect how long we live.
Whole grain foods and cereal fibers, they extend your life, Harvard researchers report in a large study tracking more than 367,000 middle-aged and older Americans. Consuming just over an ounce of whole grains daily reduces the risk of premature death 17%. Positive impacts were noted against a variety of major illnesses, including cancer, heart disease, respiratory disorders, and diabetes. Similar benefits were found in people who ate small amounts of cereal fibers. Not hard to accomplish, says Quinnipiac University nutritionist Dana White.
Putting some granola on a yogurt, making sure that when you choose sandwiches or even pasta dishes that you go for the whole grain versions.
This study in the journal BMC Medicine. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Science may have come up with a healthier chocolate. Researchers have found a process to make it sweeter and more nutritious. It helps chocolate retain more of the antioxidants that can lower blood pressure and cholesterol. Something new in the lineup at the ballpark this coming baseball season, metal detectors.
Please make sure you take out your bag.
The screening will be in effect at 29 ballparks for opening day.
We obviously encourage everybody to come early.
Frank Gambino is VP of ballpark operations for the Nationals. He says metal detectors are pretty familiar to people.
In a lot of the public buildings, government buildings, cultural institutions.
Only Chicago's Wrigley Field will postpone metal detectors for renovations. Andrew Mullenbeck for CBS News, Washington.
The NFL has decided to shelve the TV blackout rule for at least this coming season. It took local games that hadn't sold enough tickets off local TV. There were none last year and just two the year before. In the Motor City, United Auto Workers delegates are getting together to begin the process of hammering out new labor deals. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert covers the auto industry.
As car companies report billions in profits, workers are still dealing with cutbacks they agreed to during the recession. But Kristen Dechek of the Center for Auto Research says job security will also be important, and that's no longer about contract language, it's about investment.
That's the new form of job security, is investment and strong products.
Another issue, what to do about a system that pays new workers roughly half of what veterans make. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Rock Hall of Famer David Crosby was at the wheel of a Tesla when he hit and hurt a jogger Sunday in Southern California. Police say sun glare may have been an issue. Drugs and alcohol were not. Crosby stopped to help the 46-year-old man who suffered some broken bones. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.